The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com. Eric Metaxas Show with your host, Eric Metaxas.
Hey there, folks. Welcome to Monday on the Eric Metaxas Show. Alvin and Chris are with me. Guys, we've got some really seriously crazy stuff to share. So let's start with the non-crazy stuff first.
Yes.
The crazy stuff involves chicken entrails, murderous skunks. We're not kidding. We've got a lot of weird stuff to share. I was in Plymouth recently. I got to tell you about that. But let's start with the simple stuff, communism, socialism. In a few minutes, I'm talking to our old friend, Virginia Prodan, who grew up in Romania. She has one of these stories, folks. Every American needs to hear the story of a woman who grew up dealing with what socialism and communism lead to and what they become and what they are. It is horrifying. She managed to get out of it. She was almost murdered. She was supposed to be murdered. It is just insane. She led her murderer to Jesus. So she's going to tell that story in a few minutes.
Yeah.
In hour two, we have the story of Michael Wilder. I got to tell you, another insane story. A guy who was going door to door as a Mormon missionary. We won't tell you what he encountered, but you've got to listen to it because it is amazing and it's true. But right now,
yes.
Alvin.
Yes.
We got to go to the crazy stuff. Okay, yeah. Wait. Before we get to the really crazy stuff, which involves Chris dressed in camo gear dealing with the entrails of his pets, I want to say two quick things.
Okay.
We're doing a month-long fundraiser for Food for the Poor. Some of you know that we partner with Food for the Poor. It is a joy to partner with someone that you can trust, that you've worked with before. You know they are doing God's work in the world. Folks, these people are feeding the hungry. They are ministering to people in the poorest parts of the world, and we get to participate. And I say that because we know we're supposed to do something. We're not supposed to just sit around. We're supposed to do something, whether you believe in God or not. Everybody knows that if there are poor people and we're wealthy or we're doing okay, we've got some money to spare, we should figure out how to help them. The only question is how? Through socialism, which will inevitably make everybody poor, or through giving in the way that we would suggest giving, where we share the wealth, we spread the wealth, we ultimately grow the wealth because we help the poor to find their way out of poverty. So Food for the Poor, the website, you can reach it at our website, MetaxasTalk.com. There is a humanitarian crisis going on there right now. COVID, as you can imagine, has made everything worse. And not just COVID, but the insane Marxist response to COVID, which makes life difficult for everybody. You can imagine how the poorest of the poor are dealing with their economies have been crushed. So they need our help. We're going to be talking about that more in the week ahead. But before we get to the crazy stuff, I just want to say that we need your help. And we'll give you the details at the end of the program today. But just go to MetaxasTalk.com.
Yep.
A $111 one-time gift will provide food for three suffering kids for, I believe it's 6 months. Can this even be true? It is true. This is
six months. Yeah.
We'll tell you more about that, but there's a banner at MetaxasTalk.com. It says Eric Metaxas.com. I don't believe it there. I believe it's at MetaxasTalk.com.
Right at the top of the page, MetaxasTalk.com. There's also a phone number, 844-863-HOPE, 844-863-HOPE. So be generous, please.
Yeah. Well, this is we're going to be harping on this all month long because we believe in this. This is amazing. This is spectacular. 844-863-HOPE. And we're giving away grand prizes, dinner with Eric Metaxas, visits to the studio in New York. You can bring your whole family or whatever. Personalized video greetings from yours truly. Like a lot of crazy stuff. But let's get to the seriously crazy.
Okay.
I was in Plymouth, Massachusetts yesterday. I visited the Plymouth Founders Monument. Ladies and gentlemen, if you have not seen this thing, it is the largest granite monument in the United States of America. It is 80-something feet high. And when you get under it, the David, if you've ever been to Florence, Italy, and you look at Michelangelo's David, which is like monumental, that's 17 and a half feet tall. This is 80-something feet tall. It is one of the most beautiful monuments I've ever seen in Plymouth, Massachusetts. We got a tour by Leo Martin. I'm going to talk more about him on this program, and I'm going to have him on this program. We've had Robert J. Lee on the program, but Kirk Cameron is the one that kind of brought this to my attention. But I preached yesterday in Plymouth, Massachusetts, at the church of my new friend, Neil Eaton. I kept calling him Tim Eaton because I'm confused because of Nutramedics.
Yeah.
Nutramedics.com. The head of that is Tim Eaton. Nutramedics.com. Use the code Eric. But it's my new friend, Neil Eaton. And he and his lovely wife and the whole gang of folks there and the niece of my friend, Rich Egan, Dawn Egan, was helping with this. It was a wonderful thing, honestly, to meet so many people and to see what God is doing in a place like Plymouth, Massachusetts. You know, you think that, oh, it's only Dallas that's full of Jesus people. No, the world is changing. And as desperate as things get, people are turning to God. So a lot of crazy, great stories. I'll tell you more about that. But I just wanted to mention it. And we're going to get all those videos up. Don't forget to subscribe to my website newsletter, ericmetaxas.com. But before we get to Virginia Prodan and anything else, Chris, you're wearing camouflage gear.
Yes.
Your face has been covered up like you're – what is happening? As far as I know, you live in New Jersey, not far from the Lincoln Tunnel. So what can you possibly be doing that involves chicken entrails?
Well, we've had some alarming disturbances the last few days in the Himes household where we had roosted safely for a while about seven chickens. And it's I'm sad to update that we're now actually down to three. Last week, at two different occasions, we found what can only be described as chicken confetti sprayed all over our stairs. So a lot of feathers and entrails and footprints, which we matched up on the animal chart with a Google search to be that of a skunk. So we have some murderous chicken-eating skunks in our backyard.
Like Mitch McConnell skunks, like a literal skunk.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're literally at war with them. So I've been we're reinforcing our existing little coop because it's not cutting the snuff. So we're gonna do what we can.
Wait, you're dressed like this because you're reinforcing your chicken coop near the Lincoln Tunnel. Now here's the thing: Those chickens could have wandered away, and they could have wandered through the tunnel to Manhattan. You don't know.
Well, I have to tell you that that's part of what escalated the situation because two of them actually did wander. There were four uniformed Weehawken police that showed up 2 days ago with one of the chickens that was running for its life. So they've gone.
Well,
AWOL.
Maybe they're running. They're not running from you. They're running from the skunks. But let That's me ask right. you, typically when you see chicken confetti and this kind of thing, normally you would assume that you're dealing with a hobo situation because hobos, they're riding the rails and they see an opportunity for meal. And so they grab a chicken or two, and normally you should leave a pie on the windowsill, let it cool, and maybe they'll grab that instead of the chickens. But I guess.
Yeah, initially that was my first thought, and then my wife reminded me when we did buy this house, I did douse the perimeter with hobo repellent, so that is not a possibility at this time.
Well, we're having a hobo epidemic in the tri-state area. People don't realize this, but de Blasio's policies have so undermined the cultural environment that we had that I am seeing things now in my neighborhood, which is a good neighborhood, that are just astonishing. In the old days we would call them bums because they're so dirty, they haven't washed in years and stuff. But thanks to de Blasio, because he's a He's a communist. We're having that happen. And obviously that may be happening in your neck of the woods.
I was just going to say, de Blasio is the kind of hobo that wouldn't actually eat the pie in the window. He'd just stick his thumb in it for spite and keep moving.
That's right. That's the kind of spiteful hobo that has been elected to the mayoralty of New York. All right. Thank you, guys, for the update. When we come back, Virginia Pro Dan, and at the end of this, we're going to tell you some more exciting things.
Hey, folks, are you concerned about memory loss for you or a loved one? Viva Laura's founder prayed that God would show her the solution to memory loss because her mother had dementia. After many divine encounters combining faith and her background as a pharmacist, Susan Gibson created Viva Laura Memory Support. Viva Laura is a premium quality all-natural supplement with 5 to 20 times more nutrients than any other memory supplement. It won awards and has 3 books independently written about it. Visit VivaLaura.com for testimonials about the life-changing improvements people have experienced. Viva Laura is for those with normal memory, mild or severe memory loss. Don't wait until your memory slips. The pathology starts 20 years before your first memory loss symptom. That's VivaLore, VivaLore.com. Check it out. Remember, VivaLore is a premium quality all-natural supplement with 5 to 20 times more nutrients than any other memory supplement. VivaLore is V-I-V-O-L-O-R at VivaLore.com. Enter promo code 20 for 20% off. VivaLore.com, V-I-V-O-L-O-R.com.
Hey there, folks. How many years have I been telling you about Relief Factor? What, like 4? The truth is, I know there are millions of people, in fact, some say over 100 million people struggling with some kind of pain, maybe from exercise, just getting older. That could do it, getting older, which is why I am so impressed with Pete and Seth Talbot. They are on a mission. You rarely see this kind of focus and commitment. Seriously, they recently shared with me that they are doubling down and want to literally double their total number of happy customers in the next year. And I believe they'll do it. So here's the deal. If you're struggling with back, neck, shoulder, hip, or knee pain, even general muscle aches and pains, then I'm suggesting you order their 3-week quick start, still discounted to only $19.95, about a dollar a day to see if we can get you out of pain too. And then after that, less than the cost of a cup of coffee a day to stay out of pain. Go to relieffactor.com, relieffactor.com, or call 800-500-8384, relieffactor.com, 800-500-8384. I use it. It works. Check it out.
Once there's a way back homeward.
Hey there, folks. You remember Virginia Prodan. She's been on this program before. Maybe you don't remember because you've just tuned in the last few months. You didn't know about us well. The book is called Saving My Assassin, One Woman Stand Against an Evil Empire. Virginia, I'm just so glad to have you back. Welcome.
Thank you so very much, Eric, for having me back.
Listen, my audience, many of them heard your story the last time you were on here, but time flies, and I'm sure many people, before we get into your book, Saving My Assassin, I want you to tell your story or the basics of your story for people who don't know who you are. I want to be clear that you grew up in Romania under the evil, evil communist dictatorship of Ceausescu. People can't imagine in America what it would be like. I hardly can. But your book is Saving My Assassin. Tell my audience the basics of your story because I want them to know who you are.
Saving My Assassin, my memoir, Saving My Assassin, is in fact my memoir, and I'm talking about my life as a young kid, as an adult, as a lawyer, as a fighter in communist, socialist and communist Romania. So when people will read, the beauty of the book is that I take the reader by hand and they walk with me in a socialist communist country. So for those who doubt about or they are in love with socialists and communists, I advise them to read it before communist is established or socialist is established in America.
Well, this is why I wanted to have you back on, because we are seeing in our time And many people don't understand what is happening, but we are here to explain what is happening is Marxist ideas, socialist, communist ideas have infiltrated the United States of America. And the reason it's happening is people, they're not aware of how evil it is and where it's going. And those of us who know those things, and you experienced it firsthand, want to warn people to wake up. So your story tells your story. Tell my audience, you were a lawyer. This was in the 80s or 90s. I can't remember when you were practicing law and what happened. Give us the nutshell version of what happened, that you're practicing law in this communist country and you woke up.
I remember being 6 years old and watching my parents being politically correct outside of the home and giving up their rights and being whatever the socialist communists ask for, like many people now in America. But also I watch my parents inside of their home whispering how horrible the socialist and communist was. So as a child, I experienced insecurity in that system. And also I discovered that it was a fire in me to find out the truth, why people are scared to speak the truth and to speak up the truth. And for that reason, I went to law school. I want to tell your audience that we all have a job. And sometimes you think in your heart, this is not right. I want to find why it's not. That's your mission. And I, as my mission, I went to law school. What is important about people to actually read this book is to find out that in a socialist and communist country, forget about, you do not decide your profession. The socialists and communists will establish where you go to school, if you go to school, and so forth. I graduated from law school and I learned really well, believing that in the pages of the law books, I will find the truth. And I started to go to practice law. And again, I want to emphasize the fact that in the socialist and communist system, you do not pick and choose where you want to practice your job. As a lawyer or as a judge, the government decides for you. So think about all those rights will be taken away from you. So here I am as a lawyer going to every single day and believing that today is going to be my day when I will find the truth. And after a year or something, I came to my office discouraged and thinking, I don't want to be a lawyer anymore. And I'm not a quitter. But it was to me, it was almost the end of the journey for me.
But it's interesting, Virginia, forgive me for interrupting. It's interesting that even though you were raised in this communist system, somehow you knew that the truth was being hidden and it was your job somehow to discover it. Why did you think that you would be able to discover it through studying the law and through practicing the law?
Because I noticed that some of my lawyers in my family, that when we had family reunion, will give explanations for different things, but they were not strong enough to speak up the truth. And I thought, I'm going to be a lawyer and I'm going to defend the truth. Well, before I became a lawyer, but one of my clients, who was so different than anybody else, invited me to church. And at church, I heard the pastor opening the Bible and saying, Jesus Christ said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Nobody comes to the Father except to me. And in that quiet church, imagine that somebody will say, what? Because finally, somebody said to me, Virginia, I am the truth. And I accepted Christ, and I understood that Christ put in my heart the fire to find the truth, to find him. And also he put in my life the desire to defend Christians persecuted by the communist system.
Okay, so we have to be clear that this is, what was this, the 80s or the 70s? Because I know it's quite some time ago, but
yes.
You... I want to be clear, too, that Romania, to go to a church, the idea that there was a church, this was dangerous to go to a church in a country like that. So were you aware? I mean, I'm even amazed that you were able to go to a church, because I had relatives in East Germany, and this was heavily frowned upon, going to a church. You really will lose cultural status in that world if you go to church and identify that way.
You are perfectly right. In fact, when my client invited me to church, I found myself, when he invited me, without thinking, responded to him, "Yes, I'll come to your church." I was surprised, because I knew that 6 months before, the dictator declared himself a god and required all of us to worship him. But when God has a mission for you, you will do God's will. And also, I want to tell you that in Romania, President Ronald Reagan gave the most favored nation status to Romania. There was a couple with respecting the human rights. Well, what the dictator did is he built a palace for himself and put Christians in jail. When I started to defend the churches, I exposed him. And for that reason, he put me under interrogation daily, beat me. My office and my home were full of microphones. The Securitate will come every minute, at day, at night. So I became the target when I started to defend those churches and Christians.
It's an amazing thing. I mean, you were talking about Ronald Reagan. This shows the power that the United States has to change things around the world. When people wonder, why should I elect Donald Trump and not Joe Biden? If you care about people suffering, things that we hope we never suffer here, if you care about those people in China, wherever they are, you have to have a president in this country who knows that the power of the United States enables us to tell dictators, if you change this, we will give you this. If you don't change this, we won't give you this. Now, we know, as you say, it's a cat and mouse game. And often the dictators, they promise things and they don't do them. But I just want to be clear that the power of the United States is immeasurable. And sometimes we're so myopic in this country, we have no idea that we can change the course of other nations. And you experience this. We've just got a few seconds left in this segment, Virginia. But tell us, before we go to the break, you said Ceausescu actually wanted people in Romania to worship him. As you hear about these things in North Korea, but Ceausescu was doing the same thing. To what extent?
Absolutely, he did the same thing. And you are absolutely right, the power of United States. Because when Ceausescu sent an assassin to my office to kill me, and by the grace of God, I shared the gospel and he accepted Christ. Later on, President Ronald Reagan, who wanted to take the most favored nation status from Romania, made a deal with a dictator and said, if you let Virginia, we'll give you.
Okay, this is when we come back, we're going to get that story, folks. You're not going anyplace.
Carry on, my wayward son. There'll be peace when you are done. Lay your weary head to rest.
Hey there, folks. I'm talking to Virginia Prodan, P-R-O-D-A-N. The book is Saving My Assassin. Virginia, it's almost unbelievable, this amazing story that you tell in the book, Saving My Assassin. Ceausescu, the communist dictator, bloodthirsty monster, decided to have you murdered, to have you killed. He sends an assassin to your law office to murder you. You're a small woman. Tell us about this moment, because this is out of a movie. Tell us what happened.
Absolutely. As I defended Christian and human rights cases unknown to me when I was in Romania, those cases became part of the United Nations report on human rights violations and also on the reports of United States, Department of State's reports on human rights violations. And President Ronald Reagan wanted to take his most favored national statue they give to Romania away from dictator. So that was the end. So the dictator decided, we interrogated you, we beat you, we put under house arrest, we need to eliminate you. So he sent a so-called client to my office. And because they knew about my whereabouts, they had microphones in my office, he came exactly when my assistant was ready to leave for the office. So she invited him in the office as a new client, and she left for the day. The minute that my new client, my assassin, heard that she locked the door to the office, he pulled his jacket, took his gun, and pointed to my face and started to scream and say, I'm not your client, I'm here to kill you, and explain how the dictator sent him and how he's going to kill me. You can imagine my knee was shaking. I heard my stomach, my ears into my heart, into my ears. I thought that I'm gonna die. It was so much noise inside of me and outside of me. And also I heard the whisper of God saying, share the gospel. And as I watched my assassin like a human looking for the truth, I shared with him, I told him, I know you have a job, but I would love to help, to share with you something. I was under 5 feet tall. I am still under 5 feet tall and 82 pounds. There was no way for me to fight with him. 6'10" tall, like a football player with a gun. But I just wanted to share the gospel with him, I thought, before I die. So he knew it. And I started to tell him that many years I was in his place looking for the meaning of life. And I started to share the gospel word by word. He put the gun down. He noticed several times. And to make the story short, at the end, he accepted Christ.
I mean, this is so amazing. Have you do you know where this man is today? Is he still living?
A few years back, he came to United States in my office, in my law office here, because I went back to law school in Dallas, and I'm an attorney in America. I didn't recognize him until he showed me his Securitate ID, and for a few seconds, I relived that moment again. And he had a case for one of his kids here in United States. He heard about the fact that I am writing my book, and he asked me to let him write a chapter. So now you have a chapter in my book that is written by the dictator, by the assassin. And the wonderful thing is that he explained that he was young, and he was so mesmerized by the socialists and communists, by the free things and everything, and explain how they grab his soul and action, and how they made him a monster, and how God, as I shared with him the gospel, changed his life. So I would love for your audience to read the book, because it has all those perspectives.
People need to know this is real. I mean, we're not talking about some mythical thing. This was you, Virginia. You were there. You lived this. You were almost murdered by this zealous Marxist. And I think we need to be reminded there are Antifa people. There are many crazed people today who need what we have. They need God. They need the love of God. They need to know Jesus loves them. He doesn't just love us. He loves them. And he's zealous to reach them. And sometimes, I mean, I know that there are people who have confrontations with figures like you're describing. And to think that they're made in the image of God, that they're hungry for the same thing we are, even if they don't know it. Are you amazed that God whispered to you in that moment to share the gospel with this huge man pointing a gun at you?
No, I am not, because if people will read the book, they will hear how many times I said. For example, let me give you, I believe that God trained me in all these hard circumstances. I was in the interrogation room, and I was beaten before he came to kill me by the securitate, and they were big guys with guns and everything, hitting my head to the table, my back to, I was exhausted, full of blood. And I heard the Lord saying, tell them that I love them. And I looked straight into their eyes and I said, I don't like what you're doing, but God loves you. And I choose to love you. They had to turn their face because they were crying.
I want to come back to this moment. Folks, talking to Virginia Prodan, the book is Saving My Assassin. I'm talking to Virginia Prodan, P-R-O-D-A-N. The book is Saving My Assassin. Virginia, you were just sharing. Go back. You said before this man, this assassin, was sent to murder you, sent by the dictator, the communist dictator in Romania, Ceausescu. Before that, you had been interrogated many times. You had been beaten. It's horrible for us to think of a young woman being beaten by thugs. But you said even in those moments, you shared Jesus with these people trying to harm you physically. You said they turned away weeping. Tell us about that. I mean, this is amazing.
I remember they always wanted to ask me to sign some papers to tell the world that I'm crazy, that I'm not mentally, as a lawyer to defend, that I invented all. And I keep saying, no, I cannot do this. And they will hit my head at the table. I'll be full of blood, or they will hit me to the walls. And it was many times very hard to breathe. But they had guns all over, including on them. They were 6 feet tall. I was under five. I'm still am under five, 82 pounds. And they were just encouraging there. And I heard the Lord saying, tell them that I love them. So I looked straight into their eyes and I said, I don't like what you're doing, but God loves you and I choose to love you. And they turned their heads away from me because they were crying. The love of God will reach everyone. If you don't know anything, if you hate those Antifa or people that don't agree with us or even make fun of you, it's time to change your perspective. Please do it. You will see the hand of God in you and around you. Pray for them. Show them their love of Christ, because Christ is the one that will change their lives forever.
Think about it. I mean, this is real. This is not some perspective. You hear God speaking to you. You obey in the midst of this evil, this violence, and it works. They are weeping. In other words, the idea that these are some monsters, they're human beings. And they're maybe, who knows why they're there, what they're thinking, we don't know. But the idea to remind us that that thugs on the street today are no different. This doesn't mean that we don't need to protect ourselves and we don't need to do what's right. But the idea that we can reach them in a way that no one can reach them, I mean, you know, it's important for somebody who believes as you do. When did the book Saving My Assassin come out? I know it's just a few years.
Yes, I almost forgot about 2017.
Yeah, I know it's just about 4 years ago because we had you on the program not long after. So we only have a few minutes left, but talk about what you see happening in America today. I mean, to come from Ceausescu's dictatorship, communist dictatorship, to see Ceausescu killed, to see freedom come to the Soviet, formerly Soviet countries, and then to come to America and to see these things finding a foothold here. What are you thinking?
Sometimes a few years ago, I used to pinch myself to think, are you back in Romania? No, it's not America. It's not America, you know. I believe that the power to change America starts with us. When you practice your faith, when you in love and in truth walk with Christ and share the love of Christ, even with your enemies, we are mocked, we are told different things, but if we don't act and don't stand up, we will end up like in Romania, because they started with the government will come and knock on your door for vaccination. The next step it's going to be, it's not going to be anymore a warrant for the police or for the government to come in your house. It's going to be, they will come like they used to come in my house in Romania. So, but the most important thing for us as Christian to believe and to do is we are going to a situation like this because it's the best opportunity for us as Christians to shine for Christ. We are in the winning team. Christ never lost a battle. This is why I won the battle against a powerful dictator, because I was guided, protected by Christ. The Bible tells us there is no wisdom, no insight, no plan that can succeed against the Lord. Come on, be in the winning team. Don't be in the loser. Be a victorious before you see the victory in front of you. Because God is the one. It's a battle, but God needs people like you and me to stand up and to share with others, even with the ones that will not like us. If you want to change America, let God change you and let God change America through you.
You know, I want to say there's so many people I know who listen to this program, who believe in freedom, who love America, but they haven't turned the corner in terms of accepting God into their hearts. And I want to say to those people, folks, you've heard enough. You understand that the God we're talking about, he's the God, he's the one who gave us the freedom that we have experienced in America, that people around the world dream about. That's a God thing. That is not something the founders came up with, some Enlightenment idea. Those were involved, the Enlightenment ideas. But the point is that it is the God of history who created this country to be free, to be a light shining around the world, so that people in places like Romania and the Soviet Union and East Germany, where my mother came from, they look to America as a hope, thinking that maybe the Americans will have a great president who will fight for us, as Reagan did and as Trump did. We have that ability, but I just want people to understand God is behind these things. Open your heart to him, folks. Virginia, we could talk for days. I just want to say thank you, because your book says it all. Folks, Saving My Assassin is the book. Her story is in here. It's a true story. Virginia, what is your website?
My website is virginiaprodanbooks.com.
Okay.
And people can buy books directly from my website.
virginiaprodanbooks.com. Virginia, thank you, my friend. God bless you.
God bless you too.
Quick announcements. Number one, you already know about Nutramedics. Nutramedics.com, use the code Eric, whopping savings. MyPillow.com, if you want my books, go to mystore.com. You can get great savings on most of them. Use the code Eric. But we need to tell you a couple of things quickly before we're done today. Number one, even though we're doing this fun thing with Food for the Poor where we give back and you go to metaxastalk.com and you click on the banner and you give this and you give that. I want to say we on this program always want to give something to you. So we are going to be doing 3 grand prize winners. So whatever you give, we don't care what you give. Whatever you give, your name goes into a hat, not literally, and we will pick a winner. And the grand prize winners get so much stuff, it's going to be embarrassing. You will be embarrassed if you win because you're going to get signed books. My new book is Atheism Dead. You'll get a signed copy of that. You'll get a signed copy of Bonhoeffer. You get a signed, I mean, just get a ton of stuff. So give anything to Food for the Poor, and you're put in throwing anybody who can give $10,000 to this spectacular cause. Ladies and gentlemen, it is a spectacular cause, feeding the hungry in the poorest parts of the world. They need our help. It is what we need to do. God enjoins us to help the poor out of our own largesse. He will bless us. So anybody who can give $10,000 is tax deductible, but we can have dinner together. And if you want, we can include Chris or Robin or whatever, but we'd love to do that as a way of thanking you. Anybody who can give $10,000, we need you to step up because this is a great organization. We always partner with them. We always want to say also, anybody gives $1,000, you get a visit to the studio in New York City. You can bring your friends. You can bring your class from school, whatever it is. We don't care. And if you can't come to New York, you don't want to because you're afraid of the hobo epidemic. You can tell friends in New York, hey, we got this visit to the studio. We gave $1,000 to this great thing. You can tell them you gave $200 so they don't think too highly of you. And you can say, Eric said that you can come visit the studio and meet everybody, and you can get free books and all kinds of stuff. And then finally, and this, Chris, this was your idea. Anybody who gives $500, and this is included in the thousand, obviously, but anybody who gives $500, you'll get a personalized video greeting from Eric Metaxas himself. He's very ornery, hard to pin down on this kind of stuff. He's even sleeping a lot of the time, but we will wake him. We will get him to do a personalized video greeting to you or anyone you like, to surprise them for Mother's Day, birthday, like whatever it is, it's going to blow their minds. And it's $500 that you're giving to a great organization, tax deductible. So we want to say that. The phone number is 844-863-HOPE, 844-863-HOPE, 844-863-HOPE. And do we want to play the clip?
Yeah.
Of what the situation is there. Maybe you guys can fill that in.
Month-old Pierre Wiesny is painfully thin. With ribs showing, he weighs just 11 pounds. No surprise, Pierre is severely malnourished. In most of these cases, the children got this way due to poverty and a lack of access to good food.
It suddenly becomes very painfully real. Folks, we can do something about this. We need to do something about this. Go to our website, metaxastalk.com. Anybody who gives $111, that feeds 3 of these kids for 6 months. So you can do the math. $111. Food for the Poor can leverage your giving so dramatically. And this is not just food. I should say it's food and medicine. Haiti is one of the main countries. They've got a network of warehouses, distribution centers. We do need your help. That's why they come to us on this program, because they know that we have an audience that understands this stuff.
And just real quick, if you want to get entered into the grand prize drawing, it's just any amount. You want to give $5, $10, $100, whatever amount, you get an entry into the grand prize to win all these books and all these great pieces.
We need your help. So go to metaxastalk.com, click on the banner, give whatever you can. Get your kids involved, folks. Let them know that there are people in this world who don't have anything that we do, and we need to help them. It's an obligation. Thanks for listening.